Ellen G. White Statements Concerning Cancer. 1. First Mention of Cancer, 1864. 2. Calomel and Cancer. 3. Cancerous Germs. 4. Meat Eating and Cancer. 5. Cancers, tumors, and all inflammatory diseases are largely caused by meat eating. 6. Pork and Cancer. 7. Physical Injury and Cancer. First Mention of Cancer, 1864. I have been shown that children who practice self-indulgence previous to puberty, or the period of merging into manhood and womanhood, must pay the penalty of nature's violated laws at that critical period. Many sink into an early grave, while others have sufficient force of constitution to pass this ordeal. If the practice is continued from the ages of 15 and upward, nature will protest against the abuse she has suffered, and continues to suffer, and will make them pay the penalty for the transgression of her laws, especially from the ages of 30 to 45, by numerous pains in the system and various diseases such as affection of the liver and lungs, neuralgia, rheumatism, affection of the spine, diseased kidneys, and cancerous humors. Some of nature's fine machinery gives way, leaving a heavier task for the remaining to perform, which disorders nature's fine arrangement, and there is often a sudden breaking down of the constitution, and death is the result. Females possess less vital force than the other sex, and are deprived very much of the bracing, invigorating air by their indoors life. The results of self-abuse in them is seen in various diseases such as catarrh, dropsy, headache, loss of memory and sight, great weakness in the back and loins, affections of the spine, the head often decays inwardly. Cancerous humor, which would lay dormant in the system their lifetime, is inflamed and commences its eating, destructive work. The mind is often utterly ruined and insanity takes place. An Appeal to Mothers, 27.